Wildlife Festival, you'll hear music, you'll hear stand-up poetry, but you can also take part in lots of things, sport and try abseiling. We had the British women weightlifters giving a display. You can roam around the marketplace and look for things to buy and organisations that you might want to join.
We're here to represent our organisation.
We essentially give a platform for young women to discuss gender issues in Scotland.
We have speed mentoring. We have lots of panels that are interactive with the audience, talking about particular themes.
We just got back from the food and feminism talk, which I thought was really interesting, that kind of like link between domesticity and women.
This morning I've just chaired an event including some of Sister Sledge.
My sister and I are so honoured that we were asked to be a part of this amazing Women of the World.
Think-ins with other women and boys and men together.
I was doing an in conversation with Baroness Doreen Lawrence and Jude Kelly.
This is the real secret of WOW. We do laugh a lot.
Women, never put your tights in a washing machine. It will shatter the lycra. Simply, when you're washing your hair in the shower, just wash them there with shampoo and leave them over the radiator to dry. You're welcome.
We've had amazing artists performing in WOW. Angelique Kidjo, Annie Lennox, Sinead O'Connor. We've also had amazing world speakers, Malala, Christine Lagarde. That idea of a festival allows all ages, all backgrounds, all experiences to be reflected there.
Being able to come into a room and see all the different views.
In WOW festivals, there is no taboo, and that's changed so many people's understanding, because when you don't talk about these things, people feel, I can't talk about it, it's my shame, as opposed to I will talk about it and offer it up, and then we can share that problem.
Very simple. Women and men aren't equal. You'd agree with that, right? Okay. Moral position, and they should be. That's it.
We're going to try that once more because this is a special evening. Good evening, Hull. It's better. My name's Martin Green. I'm the director of Hull UK City of Culture 2017, proving that if my staff catch me at a weak moment, I will say yes to anything. News just in, tomorrow in the Times, when you wake up, this city will be called one of the best cities in the country to live. But tonight, the time is WOW, and welcome to Hull's first ever, and certainly not the last, Women of the World Festival.
I'm Kate Fox, and I am a stand-up poet, which I tend to explain by saying if you say you're a comedian who does poems, no one will come and see you. But if you say you're a poet who does comedy, still no one will come and see you. But at least you get Arts Council funding. Yay! And you also get brilliant invites, like to be part of the first ever WOW Festival that Hull has hosted. I feel like I'm basking in reflected glory as a general northerner. I live in Thirsk now. I was originally from Bradford, whose only famous people ever have been Peter Sutcliffe, the Yorkshire Ripper, and Gareth Gates. Both of whom are notorious for their very long sentences. let that ripple. Sorry. I'll take that. Thank you.
It's going to be one of those nights, basically.
It is.
Yeah,
we're just like the Mick Fleetwood and Sam Fox of those of you who
But who
them.
Is who?
Indeed. Since the breast reduction, it's not me. Right, but we have got a night of very inspirational women lined up for you. We have got Maureen Lipman and Lucy Beaumont in to Hull and back. And we have the only female Bond there's likely to be, possibly ever, the extraordinary String Quartet Bond.
Fantastic. Going to be good. Now, I want to start by thanking the Freedom Chorus for kicking us off in style, right? As ever. You may remember the anthem I Can't Keep Quiet. It became an anthem for the Women's March, which saw millions of men and women across the world take to the streets in protest. When we began planning the World Festival 9 months ago, we could never have imagined the speed at which the debate around gender equality would come to dominate the news agendas across the globe. As part of our Year of Culture, we want to make sure there are moments to reflect and to give people space to debate and current issues surrounding our city and the world. Indeed, you know, that march first took place against, I won't say his name, let's call him the Orange Horror Clown, shall we? So
Oh, yes, although actually when I was on Woman's Hour this morning, I'll just drop that in, Jenny Murray liked how I said Donald Trump.
That's because you really make it sound like a fancy piece of air coming out of somebody's bottom, which is right. So anyway, listen, it's... Stick to the script.
Oh, yeah.
I will make them regret asking us. So as part of the Year of Culture, we want to make moments to reflect, to give people space to debate current issues surrounding the city. It's been a non-stop year so far in Hull, and this WOW weekend is an opportunity to take stock and recognise the achievements of the women in Hull and the women of Hull. It's also a chance to ask important questions of our city and our communities. Are we achieving and championing equality? Are we raising our children into a society which values equality for all?
And from an international perspective, now more than ever, it really does feel like the equalities that have been fought so hard for are actually under threat. Abortion rights have always been a battleground. About a quarter of women in the world still live in countries where there's little access to legal abortions. One of those is our European neighbour, Poland. And last year, the government proposed legislation that would make abortion completely illegal. It took mass protests and thousands of women going on strike to defeat that plan. And despite significant progress, the world is an increasingly unsafe place for many girls and women. One in three say they've experienced some form of physical or sexual violence. Right here in Hull, last year, 20% of women report that they have suffered domestic violence. And women are vilified on social media. There's Caroline Criado Perez, for example. She was at Hull this week for the university's Mary Wollstonecraft Conference on International Women's Day. And she was repeatedly threatened with rape on Twitter. Her crime? Wanting to campaign for Jane Austen to be on banknotes. And women still earn far less than men, even though the Equal Pay Act has been around for 45 years. And if you're a woman from a black or ethnic minority background, then you're likely to earn even less. I also have a particular bugbear. We have never had a national newsreader with a northern accent reading the news. That's when I'll know equality's happened. Yes. Thank you. One from Hull, I reckon. Well, they had Wilfred Pickles on during the war, you know. They put Wilfred Pickles from Halifax on in order to confuse the Germans. Literally. After 3 days, he was taken off air because of his flat vowels. Basically, British people would rather be invaded by Hitler than have a northerner reading the news.
Well, we got Hull on the weather map, so maybe the next time, you know, we'll see those terribly serious news titles and the bongs and the lights will come up in the studio and the newsreader will lift their head and say, hello. So... very serious stuff to debate all weekend, but like any festival, we're here to have fun and enjoy all the events with a common purpose. Tonight is the start of that, and we hope you'll be inspired by the stories and the experiences that are shared all weekend.
And we're going to hear from someone now who knows everything about the festival. Brilliant. Madeline O'Reilly is the programmer of the really innovative Assemble Fest. And we're really lucky that she is the programmer for WOW Hull. If we could welcome Maddie.
Big round of applause, Madeline O'Reilly.
doing really well at projecting. Do you want me to start again? Okay. So I'm Madeline O'Reilly, and I've been working with an amazing team to put this event together tonight and across the weekend. This weekend has actually been inspired by the people of Hull. We held a whole series of think-ins across October and November where we went out to supermarkets, social clubs, bars, and libraries. We met men and women, and they told us what they wanted WOW to be, what they wanted to see, and what they wanted to experience. So we have talks on equal pay, women leadership in the arts. We look at the impact of domestic violence and consider how unconscious bias dictates our thinking. We welcome the mighty Atom herself, boxer Barbara Butterick, and look at women in that and other sports. That's, yes, it does deserve a round of applause. We are also joined by our own bee lady, Jean Bishop. Who's joining us for a discussion about the care industry. In between these, we have WOW Bites, which are moments of inspiration, conflict, and joy. And of course, there's always a chance to have a bit of fun with some pop-up moments such as hula hooping, singing, and you can also try your darts hand. Whilst your under 10s can become revolutionary makers, I think you can see all the pillars across the hall. And we can also have our under 10s feminist corner. Tomorrow night, you can relax with a Mighty Atom cocktail to the unique sounds of Hull's legendary female DJs tomorrow at Hull Cheese. That's just across the way. Sorry, second page, didn't expect a hand mic. Throughout the festival, we also have a programme of inspirational film screenings across at VIEW, which has been made possible by the BFI. Sold is an important new film produced by Emma Thompson and Gillian Anderson about child trafficking. We have the first ever feature made by a female Saudi director and five new comedy shorts by British female directors. And our finale here in Hull, we have a special red carpet event and screening of the brand new film Viceroy's House, accompanied by the film's director, Gurinder Chadha. If you haven't got your weekend day pass already, I know that you'll want to. So you can use your ticket from tonight to get your pass at a discounted price of £5. To make it easy for you, we've made sure the box office is open during the interval. That's a hint. Okay. We want to thank everyone who contributed to the festival and added their voices to the WOW Hull Manifesto, which we originally created back in November. It's provided the inspiration for a piece of poetry from Kate Fox. And today, we've enjoyed, as Kate mentioned, hosting BBC Radio 4's Women's Hour at our satellite WOW event with 100 students at St Mary's College. And Kate was there for that, as she mentioned. And so I'm delighted to welcome back her on stage to perform a new updated version of the WOW Manifesto. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello. It really did feel an honour and a privilege to perform this poem because it came out of the words of the women of Hull who were at a pre-planning meeting for this whole festival and talked about what they wanted to see happen. So this is for them. It's called, and for you, it's called WOW Manifesto. Actually, someone tweeted after the Women's Hour show, they said, I heard the word WOW Manifesto and I just switched off. I'm never going to listen to Woman's Hour ever again. I was like, that's a bit harsh. Anyway, WOW Manifesto. Manifesto means to make public. Manifest means to make clear. This WOW Manifesto declares it's on the march. It's everywhere and it is here. It's showing up. It's showing off. It's not apologetic or dull. It has something for everyone, but it was birthed in Hull. It will lead, but not get called bossy or told it's good for a girl. It will be proclaimed in school assemblies. It will score goals, hit wickets and curl. It will be written while we queue for the loo, but it will ask for potty parity. It will embrace chaos and mess and woman-splain with reason and clarity. It will have a million different ways of being beautiful, not just the ones the magazines say. It will challenge gender binaries and demand equal pay. It will be stamped, made in Hull. It will let hidden places and people shine. It will remember the headscarf revolutionaries. It will be up for having a good time. It will be graffitied on City Hall walls where too many men in suits make the decisions. It will be proud of Hull's 14 female mayors and challenge history's revisions. It will come up from the grassroots and it will go on tour. It can have what London has and it can have something more. It will be scientific and astronomical, technological and mathematic. When it shows its feelings, it won't get told it's being dramatic. It will travel the world and it will know the value of home. It won't stay in and do the housework. It will hold out a hand to those who battle alone. It will build a wall against sexists and Trump, from bricks of solidarity, mockery and hope. It will tweet and protest and strike, celebrate a female Doctor Who, president and pope. It will be sung from the centre and shouted from poverty's edge. It will ask organisations benefiting from Hull 2017 to make an equality pledge. It will be blazoned across the sky. It will smash the glass ceiling and look down from above. It will be smiley if it wants to, but it won't cheer up, love. It will be gobby and nebby and loud. It will persist and stand together for a cause. It will be dangerous and laughing and proud. It will be our war manifesto and yours. So write it across a banner. Rhyme it, engrave it, say it, give it, sing it, carve it, play it, but most importantly, live it. Thank you very much. Thank you. Have a good night.
Fantastic. Thanks, Kay and Madeline. Fantastic weekend. We need to move, otherwise no one will be able to see us behind these microphones, Kate. So we need to come over here while they do this. It's time for a very special moment now and a unique performance featuring two of the greatest human beings this city has ever produced. I'm filling and watching this man with his microphones here. How do we fill this?
Oh, how do we fill? Should we? We haven't pointed out your lovely T-shirt, admiring Martin's T-shirt. I refused to wear it because I wanted to wear my nice glittery top, but I'm still a feminist.
She wanted to be a girl.
Yeah,
yes,
I did.
Exactly, right. Okay, so, oh, hang on, is he there? No. Hello, can you hear me?
Hiya.
I can't do this anymore. It's like Johnny Morris.
Good.
We got the thumbs up. Right, great, good. I'm not going because I'll just cut the sound later. So, amazing, very special performance to see something very unique on stage with a unique live performance of Lucy Beaumont's To Hull and Back, performed by the original cast, including Maureen Lipman, Lucy herself, Norman Lovett, Kerry Marsh, and Sarah Parks. But first, please, a massive Hull welcome to the fantastic Lucy Beaumont.